We're thankful to be here tonight. We have a subject on our heart tonight. The songs have been wonderful. It says, the last one about precious Lord, take my hand. I surely need the Lord tonight. Jesus leads like no other. Amen. He says, come on. He's in front. Come on. And he'll lend a hand or put his arms around us when we need it. He'll speak words of cheer and comfort. He's our Savior. He's our protector. You know, isn't that a wonderful friend to have in a troublesome world in which we're living? Yes. We're facing many difficulties, many challenges that we have never faced before. But we have a constant thing to know that we have a Savior that is always with us. Central is never busy. We can importune the throne of grace through prayer. And we can get the answer. You don't have to make an appointment. Isn't that wonderful? And that's why we're here in Boley this evening, to try to help everybody to become exposed to the goodness of God and see that there are benefits beyond me. I can't even tell you how many benefits it is in serving the Lord. And most of all, after you live for a loving Savior, you can go home like they said, heaven holds all to me, but you're going to have to be prepared. And souls that are not ready to meet the Lord, we're going to make an appeal to you too. We want you to see how wonderful that you're living beneath your privilege when you're not serving the Lord. And those of us that have been on the journey for a few days, I'm going to say it that way, sometimes for a few years, we know what it means to serve the Lord. We do have a subject on our heart tonight. That was a little bit of an introduction, but I want you to think with me the value of holding fast, clinging to something that you know is priceless and valuable. We are wanting to cling to the Savior and to the promises. There's something that says, hold fast to the Savior. He loves you still. There is no need for us to become weary. There is no need for us to become discouraged. There's no need for us to give up in the fight. We are on a journey, and we may as well arm ourselves to fight. The song says, forward, forward is the battle cry. And we're going to meet with some things, but we want to be equipped. We want to be ready. And we want to have joy in our hearts. We don't want to be complaining and thinking, oh, woe is me. No, Lord, I'm thankful that you have chosen me to go in the furnace, and you're going to see me through with victory. I want us to be encouraged tonight. I want you to remember, because I may not be the oldest one in here, but I've been through a few battles. I'm going to serve you some notices. But here's the thing. God has been with me, and we're thankful for that. So my soul is satisfied tonight. We have some scriptures and some thoughts. I'm going to write something on the board. You can sing a chorus of something and play for me that the Lord will bless with the anointing, with the clarity, with the understanding. And help me just to settle right down and trust him. Thank the Lord. Amen. All right. a verse of 460. I think that's right. Or you may sing more. Go ahead. 460, I think, is what I want. Yes, help us.
Yes, Lord.
I am clinging.
Help us to do it. Closer, Lord, to thee. how to lead us, trusting thee. I cannot stray. Amen. I can never lose
my way.
Find me closer, yes, closer, Lord, to thee. Did you get through this changing world?
Let me love thee more and more.
Help us, Lord, to do it. Is o'er till my soul is lost in love in a brighter world above. Help us, Lord, every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. May thy tender love to me
bind me closer,
closer,
Lord, to thee.
Amen. Thank you for singing the song. Turn with me. We did write a subject on the board. Are you clinging close to thee? Parentheses, Jesus. All right. Turn with me to Psalms 34, 6, and 8. That will be the first scripture for tonight. And it reads, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Wonderful benefit. Number 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. We want to recommend him to you today. You know, when you get a taste of something that food that tastes really good, you don't usually stop with one. You want to get a little bit more,
yes,
and a little bit more until you feel satisfied.
Right.
I heard an advertisement, I believe, that it's difficult to eat one potato chip because one calls for several others. You know that little salty, crunchy noise that you make with a potato chip? But listen, Jesus is the one that we need. He's the friend of all friends. So we're going to move on. So we've had a little taste, and we want you to enjoy it with us. Sister Lo says, I want Jesus to love. I want everybody to love Jesus as much as I do. She often says that. That's a true statement. Turn with me to Romans 6 and 23 for some more of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. All right. We're going now to Romans 6 and 23. And it reads, listen, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes, amen.
Some souls will cling to sin till death,
yes,
and they will be forever banished from all the good things of heaven and from eternal life. But I want you to avoid clinging to sin till death. We even have a song, I believe it's on 406. You don't have to turn there, but it says something to that effect. Please take heed tonight. Do not cling till sin, till death. The Lord help us today. Turn with me to Galatians 5 and 19 for some more of the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Here we are. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedations, heresies. You don't want to cling to these things. Envyings, murderers, and all of those other things and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But notice 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. All of those words sound wonderful, don't they? Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. If you want to cling to the Lord and be pleasing in his sight, you want to partake of the fruit of the Spirit, not just for 60 seconds, all through your journey, continually feasting and enjoying the goodness of God. Thank the Lord. All right. We're trying to help us as we go along the journey. We want to be able to cling to something that is valuable, and we want to cherish it. You know, sometimes you have to do a little maintenance on things. You know what I'm talking about? You drive a vehicle and never check the oil, or check it when you just feel like it's a bright day out there. You might end up with an engine with major repairs just because you didn't put a little bit of oil in there and you didn't check it. Are you overfilled it? Are you put the wrong brand in? But I want us to remember, salvation is a serious thing, and you better get ready to meet God, because you never know when he's going to come or when your time will come. So all of this is important. But if you're clinging to the Lord and you're in good fellowship with him, Abraham, what did he do? I think it's over there in Romans 20. Let me turn right there. He did something. He didn't stagger out in sin. He didn't cling till sin, till death. But he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. I believe that was Abraham. If somebody has it for me, they can get it. I think it's Romans 20 and 22 or something like that. Let me pause a little bit. I think that's right. I think that's what I hit some plates. Does that sound right? You all know Romans 4 and 22. No wonder. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let's read about Brother Abraham. Here it is. That's it. All right. Let's see. Here it is. 20:19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when is about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yes. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. Now, Abram had a relationship with God, and he clung to it, even though there were some difficult, challenging things. Are you willing to stay with the Lord when the heat is turned on, when things are not going your way, when you're challenged? Maybe you have an affliction upon your body. Maybe you're praying for some children that are not so obedient, or companion, whatever it is. But are you willing to still cling? Because, Lord, I know you have the words of eternal life. I'm not going back now, one song says. We've made our decision. We're going forward in the things of God. I want to encourage you here in Boley, continue to go forward. I heard the testimonies out there in the park. Sister Dora said she is determined. Brother Larry and all of you all, keep on pushing. I see the vision. God is helping you. You might be few in number, but be faithful and the Lord will see you through. So Abraham was an example, and God bless Abraham. Abraham, and you can put your name in there. You stagger not at the promises of God, but be faithful, and the Lord will surely bless you. There's great benefits in clinging to the promises of God. All right, you're going to have to do something. There's some formulas. There's some outlines. There's some guidelines that you need to go by. Let's see here what we have in Colossians 3 and 2. You have to do something in this journey that's very important. Colossians 3 and 2 reads, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." We're talking about clinging to the promises of God. Holding fast, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. You're going to have to make a conscious effort to set your affections on things that are of eternal worth, and you will be benefited. Thank the Lord. All right. God is so good, isn't he? Yes. Turn with me to Acts 20 and 24. This is Brother Paul. He had some things settled. You must settle some things, Lord. I'm going through with you. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to allow anything to hinder me. But it's going to take grace, faith, and confidence in God. You cannot muster up enough manpower. You cannot read enough self-help books to get it done. But you read the Word of God. Do you notice how many people probably are making, I'm going to say, a fortune on these self-help programs? This is what you need to do. So people start off and they read them. Now, some of them are good, but some of them are just a repetition. But the people get inspired. Self-help, this is what I need to do. I need to meditate. I need to eat certain foods and other things that they talk about. I need to get organized. That's good. But the best guide is in the Word of God. We heard about that today. So it never fails. All right, let's see here about Brother Paul. He had some things settled, and we need to have some things settled today. And we do, because God is blessing. I see the notes of victory. But none of these things move me. He had been into some situations. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Thank the Lord. All right. He had been through a lot of things, but he had it settled. I'm going through. And that's what we need to do today. Thank the Lord. Wasn't it Paul and Silas over there in Acts, I believe? And at midnight or the nighttime, what were they doing? They were not complaining, were they? They were praying and singing and praising God, even though they were brought into a situation. I believe that they were being obedient, but God was with them. He did not forget the brethren down there. He will not forget you in your difficult hour, but he was with them, and he did something miraculous for them. If you never go through a time of testing, how will you prove that your faith is there? If everything is easy and you never have to fall upon your face before the Lord, you've never experienced pain or affliction. But I'm here to remind us that's not the way it works, brothers and sisters. But when you're in your time of affliction, just fall on your face before the Lord and say, "Lord, here I am. You know all about it anyway. And Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm going to be faithful, dear Lord. It might cause me to lay aside some of my bread or water, fasting or whatever. It might cause me," as Brother Schaefer says, and I've done it too, you just have to humble on down and get down even a little bit lower and allow some people to ride over you or to mistreat you or whatever. The Lord puts you in that position. But you want to gain heaven, don't you? Yes. You want that eternal crown. You want to secure it. And this is the recipe. This is the way that we get it. And it's not too hard. I'm not talking to you about some science fiction. I'm talking to you about the grace of God, the one that can make a difference in your life. I'm talking to you about Jesus, that he reached down. I wish I had that song. And it said, "Had he lifted me out of the deep miry clay." That's the one that I recommend to you. That's the one that our world needs today. We need Jesus. We need to proclaim it wherever we go, that Jesus is the answer. America needs Jesus. The whole world needs Jesus. Yes. And what are we doing? Talking about clinging to the Lord. Are you doing anything, or what are you doing to make the way attractive? Let me share with you all. Some of you have heard. I like to sing. I really do like to sing. And I might sing most anytime. When I was a girl, I got in trouble because I would get up early. I'm an early riser. I like to start my day early. I'd get up early, and first I start humming a little church song. And before long, I was singing a little church song, and I was waking up the people in my house because I was singing a church song. And so I wasn't planning to do it, but it was in my heart. And so one day, my mother, and we had lots of beds in our house. I'm from a large family. We had 13 children and a mother and father. So, you know, it was a lot of little ears and things. So anyway, I was singing one time, and my mother said, "Patsy, you are waking up the whole house, and you're going to have to stop singing in the morning." And it hurt me. I felt so sad, and I tried to abide by it, and I did it for a while. I think she finally just gave up on Patsy. But anyway, let me tell you, recently, we're talking about making the way attractive. Recently, I came back from a funeral in Okmulgee, and I went into the restroom, and I was going to get something cold to refresh myself. And I was thinking, I didn't really remember that I was singing out loud, but I was singing, and I was singing this song about, "When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, and the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be all right when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul." I opened the stall where I had taken care of my personal business, and a woman was standing there. She said, "Oh, I need that song. I'm just having so many problems, and I heard you in there singing." I said, "Oh, well, I didn't really know what to say. I didn't know she was listening." And I said, "Well, I just came from a funeral, Sister Rosie Lickens' funeral, and I had made comments on that song." And I said, "Look, I had a purse, and I got to fumbling around. I said, 'Here, look, here's the words right here. Would you like to have these words? And what's your name?'" She told me my name was Gloria. I said, "Better yet, let's just sing it together." We sang it right there, and it was a blessing. We're talking about letting our light shine wherever. I was not ashamed, because that soul needed God. I may never see her again. I said, "Here's my business card. What's your name?" "Your name is Gloria." I've been praying for Gloria. One other time, I went to another funeral in Tulsa. And I stopped at that McDonald's. I went in there, and I was headed on my heart. I went in there, and I was singing that other one. "Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, amen. I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed." And about that time I heard a voice, "Then sings my soul, my Savior to thee, amen. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Amen.
How great thou art, how the lady joined me,
And I said, oh, you know that song? She says, yes, I know it. And I'm on my way to the funeral. I said, I am too. And I'm going to be praying for you. You never know when you're going to meet a soul. Yes. We're clinging to the Lord. And it's overflowing. Lord, fill my cup. I know you all, if we go up and down the pew, you probably have some examples where the Lord helped you to be at the right place at the right time and say a word of encouragement. So may the Lord bless. Those are just some personal things that I had. All right, that's sufficient. You know where we're going. Sing to the glory of God. Do what you can to be an example and to help the people. All right, we said Paul had it settled. We didn't finish there. We're getting close. We're not going to be here for the rest of the afternoon, but the Lord knows the time belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 11 and 25. This is about Paul. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. He got 39 stripes. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. You say, that's enough. Lord, I've been really going through some difficult things. No complaining. Praise God. You don't complain and praise God at the same time. A night and a day have I been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen. Now you say, that's getting pretty serious, isn't it? Yes, it is. But God can be with you. In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. How about it today? We need grace for that. Lord, help us today. But he was faithful and he clung to the righteousness in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh on me daily, the care of all the churches. But God was with him, and he will be with us today. All right, there's some more over there, but turn with me to 2 Corinthians 12 and 7. And I think, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Notice, but he didn't give up. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might not depart from me. And he said unto me, oh, praise God, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Can you join with Saul and say that? Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that is plural, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Thank the Lord. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I'm going to pause there, because it's going to take great grace and faith and confidence to be able to go through these different situations. But here is the thing. Start where you are. Start where you are. If you're not able to take a mile, take one step at a time.
Yes.
Take one step at a time. Lord, build my faith. Lord, build my confidence. Give me some things that I can have some experience, that I can have a foundation, that I can look back and I say, Lord, I remember when you blessed me right here and I didn't know how it was going to turn out. But Lord, you helped me. You gave me the victory, and that gives me confidence to know that you're going to help me right over here, Lord, because I remember you stood by me and the odds looked like they were stacked against me. But when I put my trust and my confidence in you, Lord, you brought me through. And that's what we're talking about, clinging to the things of God. I'm going to hold on to them. I'm not going to let anything shake me off. Get a good grip. Get a good understanding. Value it. put top priority upon my salvation and my relationship with God is of utmost importance. Be willing to maintain it through your prayer life, through the reading of the Word of God, through coming to meetings and revivals, doing what you can, being a witness to your friends when they say, oh, things are so dark, and oh, I don't know what's going to happen, and the prices are high. They are high, but can you tell them Jesus will provide? Jesus will see you through. Jesus will help you out. There was one lady, and I told y'all this recently, there was one lady, I work in the public, and she was really down about the news. And I told her finally, I said, you know, maybe you shouldn't keep looking at the news. It's really affecting you negatively. And I think she kind of took my advice there. But, you know, that's just one example. But God knows all about the news. I don't say bury your head in the sand like an ostrich or something. God knows about everything that touches our life. And he wants to help us. He wants to lead us. Come on, my children. He gets in the front and he supports us wherever we need him. He's right there. So we're thankful we can cling. Are you clinging close to thee, to Jesus? I hope that we are, each one. All right, we're going to move on here. Let's see here. What else I wanted to share with you? We had one scripture over there in John 6, 59 and 16, where some went back and they walked with the Lord no more. He told them a hard saying. They weren't willing to make the sacrifice. I hope that you're willing to make the sacrifice to go all the way. Jacob, over there in Genesis 32 and 24, he was willing to wrestle. He knew that he had had some situations in his life, that his brother was not happy with him. He had gone away for several years, but now he was returning back. And he probably had a heavy heart, and he needed the Lord to really bless him. But he wrestled. He was willing to wrestle. Genesis 32, and Jacob was left alone. Sometimes we have to be left alone in our experience in clinging to the Lord, not without grace, but separated from the family, from the job, from the distress of life, from the concerns. You just need some quiet time to meditate. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. I don't know how many hours it was, but the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. Now notice, if you got your arm or your shoulder out of joint, it usually causes you some pain. I've had a shoulder injury and it still bothers me today. But you know what? You'll say, that's enough. I've had enough. But no, let the Lord take care of it. Just keep on wrestling with him. Lord, I need you. Because Jacob recognized, Lord, if you don't do something for me, I'm in great trouble. That's the way it is today, souls. Without God, it's a frightening, scary thing. You need to be in favor with the Lord. Are you clinging to the promises of God and willing to go all the way? Lord, help us. All right. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. The hours are going on. The years are going on. Some of you, God may have been like that fruit tree, how that he went by 3 years looking for fruit. And you still are not producing. It's a wake-up call, isn't it? And he said, let it alone. Let me dig about it. Let me dung it. Let me give it a little more time, and maybe it's going to produce. Some of you could be in the third year grace. I'm not saying that you are. Just think about it. But God is merciful. We've heard it said before. Sister MacDonald, she's very good on reminding us that the Spirit of God is painting boldly one more visitation, and we thank him for that. One more time. No, the pews are not all filled up like we may have helped, but we have God here, and we have saints that are coming, and we have been blessed, and we're thankful for that. One more opportunity. You don't know what 2026 might hold. We don't know, but we're thankful for what we have. Are you clinging to the promises of God? Are you making them available and being blessed? But he recognized, I need to do some wrestling because something is important. I'm in trouble. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go. He had it determined, I need some help, except thou bless me. Isn't that a wonderful promise? I'm going to hold fast to the things of God. I'm going to not count it lightly because, Lord, I need some help right here. And you're able to supply the help that I need. And I'm coming to the right source. I want you to remember some people, they're in trouble, but they're going to the wrong place. I notice sometime when school is out in the wintertime, and I've experienced this, maybe they tell you to stay home because the weather conditions are not good. The little children don't need to be out. But you drive by the casinos, you drive by the where they have in the bingo places, and there's a lot of people in the parking lot. And somehow they got out there. I don't know if they spent night or morning or whatever, but think about it. And the lights are going because they attract attention. I go down I-35 and I see it. I don't go in there and frequent it, but I know people are there. Those cars are not just empty cars sitting up in that parking lot. I mean, think about it. What about us being challenged coming to the house of God? We're talking about clinging to the things of God. We need God in a very desperate way. So let us value it. We have something that is valuable, and we want to hold on to it. And we want to share it with other people that they can know. You say the song, Lord, fill my cup, Lord. You want it to be filled with goodness. And blessings and love and peace, all the fruit of the Spirit, that you can share it with somebody else. You don't want it to be filled with negative things and complaining and woe is me and my life is so hard and I'm just barely hanging on. No, 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 no. I serve that great God, and that's the one that I'm recommending you to. I'm serving that God, and I often refer to him, that David, he came up against that giant, and what did he say? They were trying to dress him with the armor and all those things, remember? And he said, I need those stones, and he needed his sling that he had trusted when he slew that lion and the bear, and he had faith and confidence in God, and he said he was defying the mighty God, and he went in the power and the strength, and he was able to bring down that giant. We have some giants in our life today, and we need the Spirit of God, and we need continue to bind together and help lift our brother and our sister's load. This is all talking about clinging together. When you're together as a unit, you're a lot stronger than when you're standing out here by yourself or when you get hurt or offended. Lord, help us to cling to the things of God and to value them and to know that we are blessed to even be exposed to the love of God. You know, Jesus gave his life's blood for each soul. And the man and the woman on the street, they need to hear about Jesus. Jesus can make a difference in your life. However you can get the word to them, even if you have to bake them a casserole when they lose a loved one. There's different ways. I'm just giving you some ideas that you can get the message off out. You may not say, I can't sing like you do. I don't. Anyway, do what you can to let them know that Jesus loves you. All right, we're about finished. Let's turn with me to come now and let us reason together. We're so thankful for these examples. We thank you for your time and listening. We appreciate you praying for us that the Spirit of God would be able to convey the message. Are you clinging to thee? Are you clinging to Jesus? Lord, help us to do it and to never lose our grip and our desire and our love for the things of God. Lord, you've been so good. Isaiah 1 and 18 reads, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It's still available. You can come unto the Lord. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The song on page 406, if you cling till sin till death and you draw your latest breath or something like that, you can never enter there. We don't want you to cling to sin till death. We want you to do like the 460 song, Savior, more than life to me, I am clinging, clinging close to thee. We appreciate your time, your attention. We trust the Spirit of God will accompany the words and the scriptures that have been shared with you, that he will enlarge upon it, that you will be blessed. As you endeavor to cling to the Lord, here's a challenge. See how much closer you can cling to him in 2025. Amen.